The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he returns and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his return. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have the servants recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have left his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Sisters and brothers, the Gospel of the risen Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good evening, friends. I would like to sing a hymn on Jesus' love. In my own language, mother tongue. So please. Yesu nannu preminchadu, jeevamichi preminchadu. You can also clap and accompany with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yesu nannu preminchadu. Orchestra also can join with me. Okay? Right. You can. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yesu nannu preminchadu. Jeevamichi preminchadu. Tanri kanna, devani premedunna, devani premedunna, Krishnanu preminchadu, jeevamichi preminchadu. Yesunannu poshinchadu, raktamichi prakshinchadu. Friends, let us reflect for a while on today's scripture. Today's gospel portrays a master returning suddenly late at night from a wedding and finding his servants ready to welcome him. This is what we heard from the gospel today. This master stands for Christ. This master stands for Christ, who will come to take us to his kingdom on the day of our death. But friends, will we be ready to meet him then? Let us reflect and see, let us question ourselves this way. Will we be ready to meet him then? For now, death seems to be a remote reality to most of us, especially to those who are young and healthy. Don't think I'm criticizing you, youth, today. But it is like that in the world. Moreover, our modern culture tries to forget and ignore the reality of death as far as possible. That is not surprising, because from a secular and materialistic viewpoint, death is the greatest of all evils and the end of life on earth is the end of everything. But we Christians have an altogether different viewpoint, which guarantees us eternal life in the heavenly kingdom. That is our desire. So, my dear friends, we leave behind earthly goods and joys to possess those of heaven, which are far superior and will never be taken away from us once we inherit it. Let us pause for a while and reflect about the message of God today for each one of us. Lord Jesus, we thank you, we praise you for your glory. Lord, we may have everything in this world, diamonds, gold, treasures, money, etc., etc., but this will not last forever. Lord, you are our treasure. Lord, help us to understand this. Bless us to live according to your footsteps, according to your commandments. Lord, you are our treasure. That is eternal kingdom. Lord, give us eternal life and bless us to attain eternal life when we are in this world. We ask this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. My dear friends, Mission Diocese, Yeluru, India. Bishop Jai Rao Polimera is our bishop. Already Father introduced me to you. I come from India. I am a diocesan pastor. Bishop Polimera visits the prison. Mission Diocese helps the school children. Mission Diocese helps the people at Mass. Bishop Polimera travels through the flooded community. We are a Mission Diocese. In India, most of the Catholic communities in the parishes and villages depend on public transportation. Employed men make on the average about $6 per day, while women work for about $4 per day. This income is not nearly enough to support a family, which might include an average of 3 to 4 children. Adequate food, clothing, and shelter, which we all take for granted, is only a dream for them. Bad nutrition is also a concern, as is the health and well-being of the family. During the rainy season, the diocese is prone to flooding. Many missions are affected by these floods every year. These floods can often lead to disease and famine among the people, causing damage, disturbance, and inconvenience to their normal life. My loving friends, I would like to share with you about my retired priest. In our diocese, there are 10 retired priests. They don't have social security. Our bishop, Jai Rao, young bishop, is a dynamic man. He's really working day and night for the spiritual growth of the faithful in the diocese, and as well as priests and everybody. So, my loving friends, our retired priests, they don't have social security. So, we humbly request you to pray for them and support them with your humble prayers. Now, I am a priest for 25 years. Now, last year, I celebrated my silver jubilee. So these 25 years, the Lord has been showing so many blessings upon me. He has been blessing me in many ways, giving good health. And also, my dear friends, you know, I was an orphan brought up by a priest in India. And a lady by name Mary from Maine, USA, she was supporting me for my studies. She was supporting the priests there. They were educating me. Indirectly, she was supporting me for my studies. I was brought up by priests as an orphan, and then God blessed me as a priest to serve him, to serve the people. Now, after becoming priest, I realized the suffering of the orphans. They're not cared. They're not supported by anybody. So, wherever I go to the certain, I have been servicing so many parishes in my diocese, and I gather these orphans and poor children and make them to study. And now, recently, I came to a new parish, and I gather all the children there. They are around 150 children, and I am educating them, supporting them, and I need to give them food, I need to give them clothes, I need to give them shelter, I need to give them books, pencils, and all these things. My dear friends, please, I know how I suffered as an orphan, so they don't want to suffer that way. So God is there. He surely takes care of them. So with so much courage, and I gathered them, I'm educating them. People like you, they are so kind and generous, and some help them. to go ahead in their studies. So, my dear friends, I humbly request you to pray for my orphan children in my parish. And also, please specially pray for our retired priests in our diocese. My dear friends, the diocese depends very much on the generous contributions of people like you. Donations to the mission diocese Eluru, India, can be made in care of Father Yesu Mulakaleti, St. Mary Star of the Sea, who lives in Texas. He's a priest there, working in a parish under bishop, and he is specially appointed by my bishop as the mission director. So please pray for our diocese and pray for our bishop. He's an young man. He's a young man doing. He wanted to do many things in the diocese in order to bring up everybody spiritually and in all levels. He wanted to bring them up. So I humbly request you all to pray for us and support us, and please remember us in your prayers. I should be grateful to you. Here you have been helping many missions like our mission Eluru. Because of your generous help, missions really all over the world, missions, you are helping for missions, and we are able to do the God's work in a proper way. Whatever it may be, God is really so great, and he loves you so much. He likes you so much. Because of you people, generous people, we are able to do the evangelization in our missions. We sincerely thank you so much for all your generous support and generous heart. Once again, I thank you so much, and please remember us in your prayer. As a silver jubilarian, God did something in my life. I don't know, but he is giving me, he's blessing me with so many blessings. So I humbly request you to pray for me to do the work of God all over the world, not only in my diocese, all over the world. I'm willing and ready to do the will of God. And please pray for me. And God has given me many talents. I need to glorify the Lord through my talents. You know, in my language, I sing the gospel. Everybody read the gospel. But God gave me the talent of singing on the spot. No preparation. Without preparation. And rhythmatically I sing on the spot. It's really grace of God. And God is using me in many places. In our diocese, wherever they celebrate the feast, they invite me for this gospel singing. So many millions of people gather together in shrines. Their bishop also comes. For the mass, he will invite me, and I glorify the Lord. It is not my credit. The credit goes to God. So I'm only servant in his hands. So my talent should be used for the glory of God all over the world. This is my great desire. Please pray for me. And also I compose hymns and sing, and also write lyrics. Really, God is wonderful. I have been releasing some albums on devotional songs about Our Lady and about the Lord Jesus. So please, for my missions, and remember us in your prayers. Thank you so much. I conclude once again. I sincerely thank you so much, and I pray for you and remember you all in my daily mass and prayers. Please pray for my orphan children and my parish people and for my diocese. Please pray for me. Thank you. God bless you. I conclude with a small hymn. Thank you. Now I would like to sing. This is the last time, so let us, the honor goes to Our Lady, Mother Mary. Sandhya Tarakavo, Manimaya Deepikavo, Vibhuvana Shobhitavo, Abhivandanamamma. సంధ్యా తారకవో షల్ యూ జాయిన్ మీ విల్ యూ జాయిన్ మీ బై క్లాపింగ్ ఓకే రైట్ సి సంధ్యా తారకవో మణిమయ దీపికవో విభువన శోభితవో అభివందనమమ్మా అభివందనమమ్మా ఆవి మరియా ఆవే మరియా ఆవే మరియా ఆవే మరియా ఆవే మరియా యు కెన్ ఆల్సో జాయిన్ యు ఆర్ అఫ్రైడ్ నో గాడ్ విల్ లీడ్ us ప్లీజ్ జాయిన్ మీ ఓకే rhythm system, you please join. And also keyboard or whatever it may be. Simply give me some rhythm. Okay? Done. Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria. Ave Maria, Ave Maria, very good. Ave Maria, Sundara Roja Pushpamuga, Samastamunaku Rajneviga, Sundara Roja Pushpamuga, Samastamunaku Rajneviga, Sneha Patramu Nayakiga, శ్రీ సభ సహాయ మాతవుగా స్నేహ పాత్రము నాయకిగా శ్రీ సభ సహాయ మాతవుగా ఆవే మరియా ఆవే మరియా ఆవే మరియా ఆవే మరియా ఆవే మరియా ఆవే మరియా Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria. You can sing also. Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria. You can sing together. Ave Maria. Ave Maria, Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria. Thank you, thank you. God bless you.